be here this morning. I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad to know. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of the Lord. But in the scriptures, he warns us to be ready. And he gives us all kinds of directions to be ready. So we just get into the scripture this morning. And the Bible said in the 24th chapter of Matthew, and we'll start down about the 4th verse. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that thou be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. For then shall many be offended and betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Let's go over to Luke. I want you to keep this in mind. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. He said they would deceive many and betray one another. We are seeing that happening today. War has come to our back door. Hatred has come inside. But he gives us a way out. Now, he said in the scripture, in Luke, the 18th chapter, first verse, and I'm going to go on some of that, first verse. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Men are to always pray and not faint. The 21st chapter of Luke, the 36th verse, and it said this, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye might be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime, he was teaching in the temple. And at night, he went out and abode in the mount, which is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. Now, the Lord, you know, daily, he would go to the temple, and he would spend time teaching them the plan of God's salvation, trying to get them ready to take his name to a lost and dying world to the end. But tonight, today, he said that all men, I must pray. You know, he's given us a way. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, many shall wax cold. We read about iniquity and many sins. along the way. But you know today, maybe don't understand what iniquity is. There's many, many things I cause iniquity. If I get my feelings hurt, Gary, and I don't let it go, and it keeps a building, it begins to drive a wedge between him and me. Brother, there's iniquity, and it's going to abound, and it's going to grow, and the first thing I know, it's created a great big problem, and that's what's wrong with our nation today. The love of many shall wax and cold because iniquity shall abound. They betraying one another. They're doing all kinds of things because they think they're right. They won't let it go. We need to let it go and serve God. The Bible said that all these things must come to pass. But man, everywhere I ought to always pray. Listen, I'm glad for our prayer warriors. That's not a shame to pray. It's not too lazy to pray. They love the Lord. They love the soul enough to always pray. There's trouble whenever men get to a situation that they neglect and that to pray. I can see a man one time, and this man, he seemed like he had everything that you could have wanted, everything in a man I could hope to have. But listen, Hezekiah, he was a king. But one day, Isaiah, the prophet, went to him and told him, stood beside his sick bed. Listen, he told Hezekiah, he said, Hezekiah, you're going to die. You can't live. You need to set your house in order and live. And in the middle court, King Hezekiah, he took everything to heart, and he turned his face towards the wall, and he began to pray. Listen, there in power, in prayer, whenever you think about the Lord, listen, a good relationship, a healthy a relationship with the Lord in prayer, it will pay off. Listen, and he said, Lord, remember, I walk perfect in thy sight. Oh, but he's beginning to pray, and he began to repent of his sins. And the Lord told Isaiah, he said, go back to Hezekiah and tell him, I've heard his prayer, and I will add 15 years to his life. The man was on his deathbed. Prayer paid off for this man, and it will pay off for me and you. Men ought to always pray. I'm here to tell you today that there they said to watch and pray. Always watch what's coming and what we're dealing with. It's all around us. Iniquity everywhere that you turn. Fathers against children. Parents against children. Children against parents. Listen, it's a growing thing. You can't get your children saved because of an iniquity. Something has gone wrong. Iniquity is sin today. And it's, listen, and hell is enlarging its borders beyond measure because of iniquity is abounding, and the love of one another is growing weaker and weaker and weaker. I can see Daniel. You know, he was in trouble. But he went to his home
is window already open toward Jerusalem. And he knelt down and began to pray. He prayed three times a day as he did. Four times before he got in trouble, before the king said, you go to the lion's den, that's your destination, because you call on your God. He still prayed. Listen, and the Lord delivered him. Whenever we get down serious and that with God, with a forgiving heart, brother, the Lord will deliver us from our trouble. He said, let not your heart be troubled. I neither let it be afraid. He said, listen, all these things must come to pass. I can see. Brother, you said that was in the old Bible. Very true. But I can see Paul and Silas. They was caught. They was put in prison. And at midnight, they were beginning to pray and sing praise unto whom they served. They were locked down, brother. But whenever they began to pray, and they sung songs, sung praise unto the Lord, and then the prison doors opened up, and they would, and the Lord delivered them from out of the prison, and he would deliver me and you from this sin cursed world, which growing rapidly with iniquity, hatred, envy, and strife. I listen, we ought to pray. I can remember whenever I first started pastoring churches. I was a pastor in a church over yonder on the side of the mountain. And when I got there on Sunday morning, the women would be assembled together down and under a tree, and they'd be praying maybe for the nation. They would be praying for their community. Maybe a neighbor child had got in trouble. They assembled together and prayed. Whatever was going on, they prayed. I seen men come in. A lot of times I'd go with them. And I've seen people who come in out with mud on their knees where they'd been down in the mud praying for some need. We have not well come a long way. People don't want to bend their suits. People don't want to get their clothes dirty. Listen. Pride and fashion have moved in. Iniquity has abound. We put everything else, our garments that the Lord give us to wear, we put them before the love of God. Brother, we need to get back to the old landmark. Jesus, who we studied in church, in Sunday school, he was a man. All I can ever remember reading about, he just had two garments. They didn't even have a change of clothes. And he said, the foxes have holes to go into at night time. The birds of the air has nests that they can rest on. But the Son of Man, the good darling Son of Man, I don't even have nowhere to lay his head. And they sought to kill him. I get rid of him. But he was willing to do all of this stuff. That me and you might have life and have it more abundantly. We would need to put aside iniquity. Iniquity is raging through our kin, our friends, our loved ones, and the whole nation. It is destroying. You know, they don't have to take a gun and blow it up. They're doing it by word of mouth and the feelings from the heart. We need to tell a surgery on her heart and come with clean hands and a pure heart. Just what? You know, I hear people say, oh, when I get to glory, I'm not going to stop. I see Jesus. I got news for you. Listen, you will come face to face with Jesus before you ever get yonder. The Bible said that we all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Listen, and the Bible said this, that we might escape all these things that's coming up on us, and we would be counted worthy to escape these things and what and to stand before the Son of Man. We'd be worthy to stand with clean hands and a pure heart before the Son of Man. He's your Savior today. And one day he'll be your judge. He'll either say, come up here and live with me, enter into the joys of the Lord, or depart from me. I never knew you. Listen, it started back yonder and it's still growing. And we're right in the middle of it. That God will still make a way of our escape. He's not going to say enter into the joys of the Lord and you feel of iniquity. Iniquity. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. People are turning away from one another. They have little issues with one another. And instead of getting rid of it, it just keeps a growing and a growing. So one day it's going to be a great issue. I just don't want to have no part with that place. I'm just going home. I ain't going to have nothing to do with nobody no more. That's where it leads you to. Or worse, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Them that used to love the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, they've let iniquity hide them from the love of God. Iniquity has become between us and God. He has turned his face away from them that's filled with iniquity. Envy, hatred, all of the things that we don't need to have to get rid of. We need to come together one mind, one accord, praying. The Bible said always praying. From Genesis to Revelations, he said to pray, to be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Pray. Oh, how I would like to see a church to come together with real praying, seeking and asking. We need prayer warriors. There was a man in our community. Some people made fun of him because of a morning about 8 o'clock. You could hear that old man. I began to pray and ask God to take care of the neighborhood. You can hear him down through the fields, up the hollers. His voice would echo. It would echo all into heaven, no doubt. Because that good old man, he was praying and that for the community, for the neighborhood, for the whole world. But yet he was talked about. You could hear people talking about him. Yeah. And they make fun of him. That's sad. That broke my heart then. I was lost then. And that broke my heart then to hear that. How you think it made Jesus feel? And I have heard some even go to church, make bad remarks to that old man. Old man Tom Presley, you can hear him loud and long.
Old Uncle Billy Hamill, he didn't care for you hearing him. Pray. Listen, we need more men like that today.
Amen.
We need more women like that today. Amen. Oh, you're a woman. You just stay silent. That's what the devil wants you to do.
That's right.
We need to serve God. We need to serve Him with all of our heart. Hey, if it upsets the devil, oh, so be it. Mm-hmm. You'll be talked about. You'll be hated. You'll be betrayed with one another. And that's iniquity. That's come clean with Jesus. That one day, when we stand before Him, we'll be counted worthy. Hear Him say, enter in to the joys of the Lord. Listen, it's growing rapidly. It's been growing for a long time. Your best friend will turn against you. Your best friend will betray you. And they'll play up to your face, talk about you to your back. That man or woman's filled with iniquity. I'm not sorry to tell you. Iniquity is going to take our soul to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not be afraid. Let's not be ashamed. He said, if you're ashamed of me before man, I'll be ashamed of you before my Heavenly Father. I listen, we worked and labored all the way. I'm at this county ashamed for people to know that we're a Christian. Whenever we hear and whenever we stand before the Son of Man, how to hear Him say, you was ashamed of me. And I'm ashamed to even call you my child before my Heavenly Father. You live such a life. Preacher, if you don't do it that way, I ain't even going. You might as well stay that way. Might as well stay at home to start with. Listen, but we don't need to stay home. We need to put forth every effort, everything that we can muster, because we got one chance at eternal life. You blow that and you blow it off. You may not like the way I preach. All I can do is do what the Lord told me to do. I don't study on the message, try to get a message. Something I conjure up wouldn't be worth you listening to. But my, when it comes down for the pools of glory, when we stand, that we might be counted worthy. You ever thought something about that? That I might be counted worthy? Listen, we got to have confidence and faith in Him that we're worthy. And if we had any doubts about it, you ought to pray the more earnestly. You ought to pray till you do feel like you got confidence. Yet if I pass from this life in a moment or twinkling of an eye, He's going to say to me, enter into the joys of the Lord. You know, this world's filled up with promises, broken vows. That's iniquity. The Bible said it's better to not even make a vow than make one and break it. You promise somebody something, you better do it. At all costs, you better do it. You think about iniquity and what it means. Well, preacher, I don't care what it means. That's what the world is doing. They don't care what happens. Jesus said, they will come in my name and deceive many. People are being deceived day by day because of iniquity and all kinds of things. He said, the time is not yet. The end is not yet. Listen, we got to suffer. We got to endure. But He said, whosoever will endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You can mark that down in your day book. Strive to enter in. We're going to make mistakes, fall and blunder by the wayside all the way to the end. The good thing, get up and try again. Oh, I make mistakes. Pray. When I make mistakes, pray. We ought to pray. You know, I'm glad that people don't care to pray. I'm glad that people in a heartbeat and pray. Sister Melissa asked me to anoint her knee last Sunday. I said, that's one of these ladies to anoint you, not pray. So she turned to Colette. Colette was a good praying warrior. She was in cure, and immediately she was anointing our sister's knee. You feel better, ladies, sister?
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You see, every man that I have mentioned, Hezekiah, he didn't only have a good fellowship with God, but he had 15 years added to his life. That's how much the Lord loved him. Because that he prayed. Because he turned everything over to the Lord. Daniel, because he prayed and trusted in him, he sent an angel and shut the lion's mouth. Paul and Silas, because they prayed, he sent an earthquake. And man, it shook that place. Not only did they get to go free, the jailer was there and they won the whole family to the Lord. They repented and baptized them. We're on our way. Can the Lord use you? You think? You know, I thought about this a whole lot. Not every time that I pray, I say, Lord, forgive me. I feel like that I've already prayed up. I just talk to him about the weather. I talk to him about anything. As I would talk to my brother, I talk to the Lord. And when I need to, I say, Lord, forgive me. And I believe he would. I believe he does. Just immediately. But if we always pray with a healthy relationship with God, you don't have to repent every time you pray. Just talk to him as you do your family. It's a nice day, Lord, that you sent to me, and I thank you for it. Help me that I can bless somebody else. Help me that I can do your will. The Lord said, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. We would ask Melissa to come to the piano. If you have a need, yeah, if you have a need to pray, if you just want to thank the Lord for being here today, that's what you need to do. You put it off, and you put it off, and you begin to grow cold and indifferent. I've seen people and used to have a testimony and sing the praises of God. Something's happened along the way. They don't sing no more. They don't testify no more. And they seem like they're afar off. Jesus said, pray always that you would be counted worthy to be a child as we stand. Amen. If you need to pray, just give him the glory, honor, for all things. If you need to pray, you come. If you're ashamed to pray, come and ask the Lord to give you some strength. Amen. How about it? We all need a better prayer life. We all need a better relationship with God. You may not be able to kneel down, just sit down on the seat. And we want to pray. We need a healthy prayer line so that we can lift up our voices and the Lord hear us. Lord, I don't know where my son or daughter's at right now, but you do, Lord. Would you go there? Come on around. Now, listen, Heavenly Father, as we bow in our presence, Lord, won't